Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com as we launch here into the third hour with you. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, you can join us on the phones. You can bring up anything that you want. That's the point of this radio program. I still didn't tell the Obama campaigner story. I can do that, but we've got your calls to go to first here. An Obama campaigner dropped by the studio today, and I thought it was kind of interesting what transpired. But let's go to the phones first. And lady listeners come first, so let's go to Polly, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Polly.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to your show a little bit earlier on my way home, and it was this guy, and he was talking about how our rights and freedom and all that. And my grandfather had a saying. He said, "My rights stop where your rights begin."
Yep.
I agree with you that what we do to our bodies, that's what we do. That's what you, the person, does.
Yeah, people that believe that they have control, that they own your body in whatever manner that they believe they own it, have all kinds of different ways that they control you. And they have these sort of ethereal things. Like in his case, he didn't like naked people. And videos of naked people doing whatever naked people might do. And he was convinced that that, in whatever way, quantifiable way, was going to harm families or harm individuals, that kind of thing.
Addiction harms families, but that's still somebody doing something to themselves. See what I mean?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. It would be a terrible thing if I went out and got myself addicted to something right now, because that wasn't the deal that I made with my wife, and I wouldn't be taking care of my kid or whatever would be the consequences there. But she would probably pick up and leave and take my kid with me and probably everything I own.
And those consequences are sufficient. It's not necessary to worsen that situation by then taking you, Mark, and with your addiction, putting you in a jail cell, and then trying to explain that that's somehow going to make life better for you.
That'll fix everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if people basically, first of all, calm down, and I'm an atheist. I think religion has no place in any sort of government. Because then you get stuff like what they're trying to do right now. You know, oh, I don't agree with you, and I don't like that you go against my beliefs, so I'm going to enforce my will on all these different kinds of people.
We're going to bomb you until you believe like we do.
Or even, we're not going to let you marry because we don't agree with you. It's ridiculous.
I share your concerns, Polly. I'm not an atheist, but I used to be one, and I can definitely empathize with you, and I appreciate your call. Although what I would say is that not only should religion not be involved in government, but we shouldn't have the state as we know of it today. We should not even have the idea of a coercive apparatus, this one-size-fits-all monopoly solution that only encourages people who want to control others to attempt to do so. I think that religious folks should be able to have their religion, atheists should be able to have their atheism, and everybody should be able to just get along without trying to force everybody's view on other people. And I think that you'd agree with me.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Tori is on the line listening in Madison to the Mike 92.1 WXXM.
Hi, I was just listening when you were talking about whether or not a vote would matter in a huge election like a presidential race. And I was actually just out campaigning for Obama.
Oh, you were?
Driving home, yeah. And, I actually brought up this point with somebody voting third party that I was speaking to today. Ralph Nader in Florida got 100,000 votes, and Gore lost by 600.
It's my understanding that five people got as many votes as that it would have taken for Gore to win in Florida. So it's not just Ralph Nader; it was several other people. If you could have stuck a gun to those people's head and got them to vote for Al Gore, then he would have won.
I actually, since you called in, you're an Obama campaigner today. I think that I have to ask you some questions because the Obama campaigner showed up today at my door, and I just had to talk to him because I just can't understand why people who ostensibly would have been against the war, for instance, would continue to support this man after he has broken his promises and has continued warmongering and has continued with Guantanamo Bay among other things. Forget about the whole open government thing. That was nonsense. So I ended up talking to this guy, and he actually admitted that he didn't like the idea of drones, and he kind of had some thoughts about drones that he shared with me, and I just can't understand why somebody that would be opposed to drones and killing innocent people would go out and campaign for a man who wants to kill innocent people.
Well, you know, I'm not as blind as a lot of the Obama followers were. I'm a realist. I live in the real world, and, you know, government is what it is. I think Obama made a lot of promises he didn't understand that he couldn't keep. And, you know, for me, personally, for me, it's medical marijuana, because he promised not to go attack states. And what?
But he did.
Yeah, he did.
Why do you think he couldn't keep that? I mean, I'll give you...
I think there's a bigger plan. You know, I don't believe that he's as powerful and as almighty as he thought he would be, or that the general regular person thinks he is.
Are you suggesting that there's some shadowy figure behind the scenes that's controlling him like a puppet?
No, I think, well, personally, I think that the federal government is going to plan on legalizing it within the next 5 to 10 years, but they're going to have a monopoly on marijuana, and they're going to go through and shut down the private businesses so that they have total control over, you know, cultivation, taxation. That's my personal feeling on marijuana.
That's quite the interesting theory.
It's highly speculative.
It certainly is, and I have to say, I'm disappointed that you. I think, Mark, you should re-ask your question. You were going to give her something, but then hold
her. Well, I'll say that Barack Obama probably couldn't shut down Guantanamo just because he can't do it. But I'm certain that if he wanted to stop the war on medical marijuana, that he could do that tomorrow. He could say, listen, I'm going to fire everybody in the DEA if you go in and do one more of these things. And he, as the chief executive, could fire their butts in a minute. And then he could say, look, hold on. We're putting the troops back on anything that smokes and sending them back to the United States from 130 nations around the world. Why can't he do those?
Well, I think that there are bigger power players at play. And personally, for me, like, the reason I'm still in it for him is because I'm a nurse. And what matters to me as a nurse, as a mom, as a student, is the things that I believe he's able to, you know, create universal health care. I believe
he's not going to create universal health care. He's just made a mandate to buy insurance.
But you know what? If I lose my job, I have about 5 pre-existing conditions, and I have 4 children. Thanks to President Obama, I don't have to worry about going bankrupt. I don't have to worry about my kids not getting their medication.
You do have to worry about going to prison.
Walking into the hospital.
You do have to worry about going to prison if you don't pay for the insurance that he wants you to have, because the IRS is going to enforce that.
That's fear-mongering.
What?
That's fear-mongering.
You don't think the IRS sends people to prison?
Well, of course they do, but there's going to be too many people to put in prison.
Oh, I'm supposed to rely on the government's numbers? There's too many people smoking pot. They're sure putting people in prison for it.
Right, but they do that. Pot is a whole other issue with the DEA.
Right, and so the fact that this guy, when he was asked, by the way, I don't know if you remember this, but when Obama got into office, they made a big deal about how techno his campaign was and how techno his administration would be. So they had this online, ask him a question. Ask Obama a question, and the most asked questions will be asked of him. And do you know what the number one question was?
Pot.
It was about pot. Remember what his answer was?
No, I don't think he gave one.
His answer was basically, screw you. We're going to keep arresting you, you pot smokers. Even though I was a pothead during my high school and college years, I'm better than you are, and I'm in charge, and we own you, so screw off. I mean, it's got to be really difficult to campaign for somebody like that. I wish you the best, and I thank you for the call, Tori, 855-450-FREE.
He's taking care of my kids, but screw all those foreign kids he's killing.
Right, 1-855-450-FREE. Unless, of course, your kid grows up and smokes some pot, in which case then he'll take your kid to a jail cell. That's really cool.
Oh, you won't.
Great guy. 1-855-453. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. We're here live with you, by the way. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. We do it 7 nights a week. Plenty of time for you to get your thoughts on the air. 21 whole hours per week we do this radio program. So if you don't get in tonight for some reason, Mark will be here tomorrow night with a live Sunday edition with Stephanie. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. And we've got news updates. You can sign up over at news.freetalklive.com. You'll be kept in the loop with what's going on with the latest on Free Talk Live. Via email, that's the main old-school way to get the information. But we also have Twitter and Facebook now, which means if you follow us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get more than just the news. We'll post that there, but you'll also get updates during the show, questions, observations, interaction, you know, opportunities to interact online. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for whatever it is that floats your boat. That's news.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, whatever it is for the outdoor enthusiasts in your life, whether it's you or someone you love, ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands, and they have them at the lowest prices. When I say the lowest prices, yeah, it's the lowest prices. Before you buy anything, be it online or in real life, you know, for the outdoors enthusiast, go to ManVentureOutpost.com, because I think you're going to be surprised at the rates that you find there. I found everything that I've looked at has always been the lowest at ManVentureOutpost.com, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever it is. Tents, obviously, all the camping gear. ManVentureOutpost.com has it. They're a family business. They're members and standing of the Better Business Bureau. In fact, you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. Going to the phones and Vinny listening in Mississippi to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Vinny. Vinny.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You were talking about Guantanamo Bay and the insurance deal. But you have to understand, we don't live in a dictatorship. He makes a suggestion, then it's got to come through Congress and the Senate.
Nope, that's not true. Not when you're talking about him controlling the military troops. He can pull them anywhere he wants to.
He's the commander in chief. Well, he can move every military.
Let me explain that situation. Hold up. He can very well expose more of our troops to death and killing other people, or he can use precision strikes with drones. Less people, less money.
How about we just stop killing innocent people around the world and stop?
It's a process. You don't want.
I should clarify. I'm not killing any innocent people, and hopefully neither are you. But no, it's not a process. It's the process of getting on the plane and leaving. That's the only process that's necessary.
Well, you know
if
what?
You actually mean it, that you want to end the war. But he didn't mean it. He wants to continue war. It's okay, man. Just embrace it. Say you like to kill people around the world.
Well, look, we have troops exposed already. We have people. We've been people that's killed.
So unexpose them. Have them leave. That'll solve that problem.
Well, that's what it's a process. You just can't just.
How many years does it take?
How many years does it take? I don't know, but you don't just back out.
Yeah, you do. If that's what you want to do, you just back out.
Why not?
Because you're leaving yourself exposed to more damage.
What kind of explain to me what kind of damage you're going to the United citizens of the United States, individuals like myself, are going to receive if the United States pulls troops out of 131 UN member states that they're in and more than 1,000 military.
He's droning people out. We're talking about Afghanistan.
He didn't propose that, Mark. He didn't propose to pull all the troops home. He only proposed Afghanistan.
He never proposed Afghanistan.
Or Iraq, rather.
Iraq.
Right. There's a process. You just don't pull your troops out.
Yeah, that's nonsense. That's just an apology. You're making apologies for violence and the long drawn out bureaucracy that is the U.S. federal government.
Time, but I know as a man, as a responsibility, just like you are. You turn your lights on or not. If you don't pay your bill, if you don't do your bill, you're exposed. So that's where it's a problem.
What
you just
bill?
Pull everybody out.
What bill is the United States paying by putting its troops, keeping its troops?
That's the bill that you'll be paying. Loss of life. If you leave people in a condition that's worse than they were in,
the Afghanis?
You're exposing yourself.
So you're saying Afghanis?
Yes, Afghanistan. That's
don't
right.
You think that some of the individuals in Afghanistan likely dislike the United States because they've
that's why
hurt.
That's why you try to get them in a position where they can take care of themselves.
Weren't they doing
once
fine?
Once they're taking care of themselves, maybe they'll hate the United States because the United States came over there and killed their family.
I'll show you a perfect example of Obama's administration, Libya. That's what he would like to do. But he came into a situation where Afghanistan was already in progress.
He's been handed the mess by George Bush, and he just can't clean it up. It's just such a process to just get people to leave.
Absolutely. I know that's a terrible thing to say, that he got to clean up behind somebody else. You don't want to hear him because it's been 4 years. But you understand, George Bush had 8 years. But see, what I'm trying to tell you is this. Libya was a perfect example of a problem that happened in another country. And what did he do? He stepped out and let Libyans take care of their own business.
And he stepped out?
That's the opposite.
But he stepped in the first place. I mean, Libyans didn't take care of their own business.
I just said, that would be the optimal opportunity for you, the country, to take care of itself and not expose America to death and destruction. That would be that's the optimal. That's the situation that's beautiful right there.
So, but Barack Obama and his administration did pick sides in the Libyan situation and did commit troops.
No, they did not. They did not pick sides. No, they
what?
Did not.
Apparently, you were watching different news than I was, because they darn sure put air support in the air.
They did not beat China. Well, why are they not trying to come after us then?
Who's trying to come after us?
That was a civil war.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
And that's what it was. And they're taking care of their business. That's why things are going on like this.
So why was the United States involved in their business, along with Great Britain and France?
Right. That was a true coalition of making it a fair opportunity for the people on the ground.
I don't care about coalitions. As far as I'm concerned, governments are groups of thieves and liars, and I don't care how many thieves and liars get together.
But you know what? We're in the world that we live with government. You know what you got to do? You got to live within your government. That's just
no thanks. I'll pass on that.
I don't have to.
You can demonize me.
How many of your...
I want to hear who I'm demonizing. Go ahead.
You demonize your government. You're saying that the government...
I'm demonizing anybody who uses violence to solve their problems. The fact is, the United States had no business, not one bit of business in Libya, and didn't have any business in Afghanistan, and didn't have any business in Iraq.
He
didn't hear a word you were saying.
Who are you talking to, Iran? But what is the Republican saying? Let's kill them. Let's kill them.
Now it's a lesser of two evils situation. No, thank you. I'm not going
to
vote for either of these guys. As far as I'm concerned,
you just got to give them time to do what they need to do. I mean, we've been.
We don't need to do anything like that, man. What you need to do is leave people the hell alone. Vinny, do you know anybody who's been arrested for marijuana possession? I'm just curious.
And you talk about marijuana. What does that got to do with that?
I don't know. I'm just asking you. Do you know anybody who's been arrested for marijuana possession?
Yeah, government's always in your business. I don't think they have no business in none of your personal business.
Why are you supporting somebody who wants to continue the war on drugs?
You know what I'm saying? So what you want to do, just stand up and say, I'm going to just, let's try to do whatever you want to. See, we're living in a world that... You gotta have government.
No thanks. Thanks for the call, Vinny. You know, you can have all the government you want. I'll pass. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733.
I agree that humans need government, but that we don't need to use force on each other like this.
Well, that's how government works today, Mark. If you want to have a non-forceful government, I'd be in support of that. Just show it to me when you get it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring in what you want.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Guy Line toll free. Bring up anything you want. The number is 855-453. We are here live for the Saturday edition of the show. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Inviting you online to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. If you'd like quick access to our live streams, we've got the broadband, the midband, and the narrowband version of the show. Now, those are different bit rates. So broadband is 64K. That's perfect for any high-speed internet connection. But maybe you're in a data-limited, restricted area. Maybe your phone, you've hit the data cap, and they're restricting the downstream that you have, or maybe you're just in a bad coverage area and you just can't get a good connection. That's why we've got those lower bandwidth streams. So if you need to, you can switch to 32K or 16K. But let's just say you're out in the middle of nowhere and you've got no data whatsoever. Well, as long as you've got a phone connection, you can listen to Free Talk Live. If you go to m.freetalklive.com, although I guess you can't do that if you have the data, if you don't have a data connection, but the phone number's there. So if you go while you have a data connection, the phone number for our listen lines is there on that site. Punch that number into your phone. Save it as an entry to where you can pull up Free Talk Live anywhere you are. It's a phone number that you can just call with any phone that can dial long distance, as long as you know what your long distance plan is. Make sure you know what you're doing before you get into that.
We don't want anybody going broke.
Right. As though anybody pays long distance. There must still be somebody out there that's paying long distance.
Yes.
So you put that number in your phone, and then Free Talk Live is there at your fingertips no matter where you are. As long as you've got a phone, you can dial us up and listen that way around the clock, 24/7. Go to m.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Let's go right back into your phone calls. Ladies first, Cindy, listening in Miami Beach. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, Ian and Mark. Yeah, I'm
Hi, Cindy.
Just calling about the gentleman who just called. I just want to say, I think he was using talking points, in my opinion, because the current way of justifying drones is they're surgical, and that particularly got my ball there. You know, I think that they're not surgical because there's collateral damage, and I think he should check out, you know, antiwar.com and Code Pink and Ray McGovern, all the, you know, hundreds of people that are documenting the fact that, let's say just like in Pakistan, that these drones are killing people, and people go to save their loved ones, and they can't. So the people are lying, and they're half alive and half dead. And
well, let's, you know, I think you make a good point. But what about this? Let's say they do make a surgical strike, but oops, looks like the surgical strike was made against a wedding party. Oh, whoops, the surgical strike was made against a manufacturer of medications.
Right.
Whoops, surgical strike was made against a 16-year-old boy.
Right. Now, we don't have any idea who they're flying drones against, and I'd say that there are mistakes being made. Anybody who doesn't believe mistakes are being made doesn't understand what humans are like and doesn't understand the lack of culpability that the government has. If the government flies a drone and manages to kill a family out there, you know, doing whatever because they think there's some terrorists, there's no responsibility for that. Nobody goes to prison.
Cool. Another point I wanted to tell you is that I think that Afghanistan, it's not Al-Qaeda. That's Taliban. And you keep talking about terrorists. They are doing night raids on innocent people and freedom fighters. Their country, I don't know what the, because they begrudgingly allowed Osama bin Laden to be in the country. They almost kicked him out.
Well, they offered.
Omar almost kicked him out, and it's documented.
Right. Oh, they offered Osama bin Laden to the Bush administration if the trial could be held in Saudi Arabia. I mean, for God's sakes, they offered him up for trial and said, nope, that's not good enough. Gonna bomb you.
Cindy, you gave a great resource out to folks. I think it's worth reiterating, antiwar.com, great website. And, of course, anybody that supports Barack Obama will not want to visit antiwar.com because it might show them who he really is.
Right. The Democrats were all anti-war when Bush was in office. Oh, these terrible, terrible wars. But once you get a Democrat in office, suddenly, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. We've got
to. It's a process, Mark. It's a process.
It's a process that's the longest war in U.S. history.
Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate your call and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Joe listening in Myrtle Beach. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WRNN.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
It's, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I've got a whole bunch on my mind.
Pick one.
I want to put up a few things about the talk shows, especially from last week. You know, everybody was hollering about the 47%. I'm one of them. I'm talking.
All right,
to you
hold on. What's this 47% thing? I am totally in the dark.
Where Romney was commented on the 47% of Americans won't vote for him because they dependent on government. I'm one of them, but I'm going to vote for Romney because I am so sick of them damn Democrats.
Well, did you ever vote for a Democrat?
Unfortunately, yes, I did.
So when did you do that?
Long time ago.
Okay, so it's not like you're switching from Obama last year to, or last term to Romney this term.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Well, don't worry. Romney's not going to get rid of the welfare state either.
No, he's not. But I just want a job. I haven't worked since Obama took office.
Yeah.
Is it that bad? I mean, that you can't get a job at, like, McDonald's or something like that?
Oh, I'm too old for that.
What does that mean?
They won't hire you?
Oh, yes. And besides that, well, I've never worked in fast food. I'm in construction business.
Oh,
when Obama
I see.
Office,
so you're too good for the fast food jobs.
No, not really at all. I've just never done it, and I don't want to.
So you don't want to learn anything new then? So it has nothing to do with who's in political office?
Not at all. I've graduated as a machinist, and I got out of that. I really didn't like it that well. But
you're fine right now being unemployed, right? Like, working's not that interesting
no,
to you.
I wish I was employed.
Not that much. You don't wish that hard because it sounds like you're not willing to go out and take what's available.
Yes, I have. I've taken jobs for less money than I made 20
You mean within construction?
Yes.
Okay. You're not understanding what I'm saying. You're claiming you can't find work. What you mean to say is, I can't find work in the area in which I'd like to work. Oh, no, woe is me. I feel so bad for you that you can't find work. There's jobs out there. You just don't want them.
Every job I can get. I'm mowing grass.
Every construction job. Every construction job. You're not willing to work in fast food.
I don't want to work in fast food.
Then don't tell me there's no jobs out there, dude.
In fast food.
I understand your concerns, but I think that it's nonsense to say there's no jobs.
I've got a lot more to talk about.
We'll give you one more.
The Benghazi thing. You know, what I heard through the talk radio shows was that there wasn't but 30 viewers at the time of the attack.
Viewers?
Are you gone?
I'm trying to figure out what a viewer is.
Sorry, listeners.
Listeners?
The video that supposedly spawned the attack in Benghazi.
Okay. Oh, there were only 30 views on the video.
Views at the time.
Are we talking about the Innocence of Muslims video?
I don't know how one would.
Well, hold on a second.
Prove that statement.
Okay, yeah, you can't prove that because the Innocence of Muslims video that ostensibly was upsetting people in the Middle East was translated. Are you talking about the translated version had 30 views or the English version?
I don't know.
That's an important point to ask about. Thank you, Joe. You know, if you've got a lot of free time on your hands, you should research these things. Thanks for the call. Sitting around collecting an unemployment check for 4 years. 1-855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. No, what happened with that movie ostensibly was that, yeah, it hadn't gotten very many views on YouTube, the Innocence of Muslims trailer, but somebody allegedly took that trailer, translated it into Arabic, and then that is what allegedly blew it up into an insanely popular/unpopular thing over there. So you can't find a job, but then again, you're not really willing to look in areas in which you aren't willing to work. And it's hard to feel sorry for somebody like that.
I haven't been unemployed during this most recent downturn.
No, but you were within the last decade, and you went out and drove a damn cab.
I did drive a cab, and, you know, I'm happy for the money that I made.
Right, when you probably would have preferred a much more glamorous position.
It really, really stunk.
But you did it. 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. I got respect for that. Sitting around doing nothing just because you can't get the perfect job that you want? Please. Come on. We're coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
For you, if you are on the lines, we will do our best to get you in here. If you're not on the lines, don't bother calling tonight, because we're loaded up with calls here in the remaining moments.
So we do it again tomorrow night.
That's
7
right.
p.m. to 10 p.m.
7 nights a week.
Eastern time. 7 to 10 Eastern, all every single night. We are here for you in one form or another, meaning Mark's here 6 days a week. I'm here 6 days a week. We kind of cross over, and between the two of us, we manage to get every single day covered. So 855-450-FREE and our wonderful co-hosts that also appear with us during the week and Sunday nights.
Thanks to them.
Yes, indeed. And so you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a lot of them there. And if you like the show and you like the features on the website, you like the fact that it's all free, then you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. That will bring you to a page on which you will find links for different vendors. We've got links to places like Newegg, for instance, if you need to get some computer parts, but also Amazon. That's the most important. The Amazon links are the most important links on there because, well, first of all, we get the most from the Amazon links than anything else on that page. So if you've got something to buy, and you can find it on Amazon, go ahead and pick it up. Probably you're going to get a great deal. They've got a huge selection, great free Super Saver shipping deals. It's Amazon. It's the same Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our links, meaning that they're knowing you're coming from us, and therefore we get a percentage of the sale. Otherwise, Amazon would take all that money for themselves. So if you enter through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, we get a cut of it.
They'll share.
So, yeah, it's a great way for you to get the stuff you're looking for online, to get a great deal delivered to your door, and help Free Talk Live at the same time. To the phones and to your thoughts. Ladies first, we go to Judy, listening in Arizona to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Judy.
Hey. I've only listened to your show a couple times because it's not generally on at a time that's convenient for me. But
we have a website that makes that easier, by the way, freetalklive.com. You can get us anytime you want. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I'm definitely pro-liberty.
Oh,
I have in the past been, I guess, what I'd call ultra-conservative. But I've become more liberal over the years and then more libertarian. But I've never really contemplated the concept of no war until just recently because, I mean, it's been so much part of our civilization.
Mm.
So, you know, and I'm not playing devil's advocate here. I'm genuinely interested in what our country would be like if we didn't engage in war. I know for one thing, we have a lot more money. That's
yes.
For sure.
That's a good one. A lot more people will be alive, too.
Probably a lot less Switzerland.
That's true, yeah. That's,
and not only that, a lot of the people who are currently in the military would also be returned to productive roles in the economy. So not only would we have more money, but the economy would be better off from a different perspective, in that instead of wasting away their lives killing brown people over in the Middle East, these people could be doing whatever it is that actually interests them, unless they're psychopaths and they want to kill people. But the rest of them, you know, going working at an auto shop or opening their own business, cutting hair, who knows, whatever it is they're interested in, they could follow that vocation instead of going off and doing war.
Okay, aside from the military, what happens, like on 9/11? What do we do when we are attacked on our homeland? What about, December 1941? What do we do?
Good questions. There's two big issues there. Let's separate the two. 9/11 probably would never have happened had the wars not been going on.
Or the occupations.
What was going on over in the Middle East. Also, you mentioned Pearl Harbor. That would not have likely have happened had it not been for the U.S. federal government meddling with the Japanese and blocking their oil shipments.
The embargo. All you have to do is go take a look for the search online for the McCullough memo.
I thought it was McCollum.
McCollum? Okay, McCollum memo, and you will find that the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration was looking for a way in order to get into war with Japan, and they were clearly aware of these points that were made in the McCollum memo, and it's just, you know, I mean, that's what was trying to be done. We need to, how do we get attacked?
But ultimately, let's just say, let's eliminate the historical perspective. Judy, hang on one second. I want to answer your question rather than dodging it with, well, it should be this way. Because let's just say an attack happened. Let's say we have a peaceful country without a military meddling in other countries. Let's say we're not, you know, there's no blockading going on, any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of the blue, some government comes and just attacks. That's, you know, the question is, what do you do then, right?
Right, because they want what we have.
Okay,
or they want our resources, or they want to, you know, stamp out democracy, whatever the reason.
So here's the answer, and that is that each individual does what they think is best. And that might mean that some people decide they don't want to do anything, and that's fine. That should be their freedom to make that choice. But that also might mean that some people want to join up with some sort of fighting force and or hire people, for instance, perhaps mercenaries, to go and do their bidding in whatever conflict it is that they think is relevant to have. But ultimately, I say let the market decide how defense services should be provided, not some centralized, inefficient, wasteful, and terrible government bureaucracy that we're saddled with today.
Seems to be working for the Afghanis.
Okay. Say we're attacked. We get together an army and train them, and we secure airplanes and ships and retaliate or protect ourselves?
I'm, for instance, not interested in retaliation.
Like,
see, that's just it. I don't want to talk like we, because we might not have the same values. So I'm not interested in retaliation. I'm interested in peace. I'm not going to jump on board with raising money to go and retaliate. But there are people out there that love bombs and tanks and guns and ships and things like that. And those people could have already had their little militia, and they could have their, you know, ships and things like that. And they could be ready to go at a moment's notice. They would just have to be funded by the people that are interested in that sort of thing, of which I am not one. So I would not be funding those people. I'm not interested in that. I don't fund the federal government today, and I certainly wouldn't fund warmongering efforts at another point. But I'm not against defense. I'm not against people, you know, if somebody comes into your home or your land to pick up an arm and to defend yourself, defend your family. I think that's really all we really ultimately need, is people willing to defend their own homes. And that's one of the reasons why you don't have people attacking this country, is because there are millions of hundreds of millions of guns in this country, and people willing to use them to defend themselves.
Yamamoto said that there would be a gun if they attacked the United States mainland during the World War II, that there would be a rifle behind every blade of grass if they were to invade the United States.
It's an excellent thought experiment, Judy, and I also come from your perspective. I used to think of, I used to even consider joining the military. Now it would never even cross my mind. So call us again. We can talk further. I appreciate the call tonight. Let's continue here. We've got Charles listening in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Charles.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, I think you're listening to WSFV up there in Somerset.
Yeah, I was calling, man. The guy that called about the no job and the guy with the government, people think like that are complete idiots. For one, there's jobs out there. It may not be the job you want. Right now, I have a job that I don't even like, but I do it because I have to work. Got a family, need to take care of them.
Well, apparently you don't have to. You could just collect some money from the government like that one guy.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's the problem. And that's one of the reasons why we're in the debt that we're in, because of people like that.
I want to say thank you for doing that work. You know, I know what it's like. I took that job as a taxi driver for months because I was in between radio gigs, and it was tough work. And I know what it's like getting up, not wanting to do that job, and I know that it's hard. But this is what built this country, is a bunch of people who went out there and took jobs that they didn't want to necessarily do in order to make a better life for their kids. And I personally thank you for doing it.
Oh, yeah, man. It has to be done. That's the only way you... pass on something to your kids the right way, you know, it's not stay at home and collect from the government, depend on the government, is to, you know, instill on them actual values and morals, you know, right now it might be tough, you might not like it, but you got to get out there and do it and suck it up.
So. Yeah, and there's nobody you can blame other than yourself to sit back and say, oh, it's all Obama's fault that I can't find a job that I like.
Very much so. Those people like that are weak-minded, and, you know, they're set in a way that I want to work construction. Well, you know what? That might not be it. Work at McDonald's for a little bit, and this job may come around. But you know,
Charles, thanks for the call and the thoughts, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Dave, listening in Yakima, Washington, to KUSA. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
The last two times I've called you and been on the air, actually, I've tried to explain to you the reason the Philippine Senate voted down the U.S. military base treaty in 1992, ordering the dismantlement of Subic Bay Naval Base and Clark Air Force Base.
Was this the one with the kids that were having, or there was like a prostitutes outside of the naval base, that thing?
An organized crime gang comprised of U.S. Air Force retirees.
Right. Well, then another guy called in to disagree with you who actually worked on the base. So what's your point tonight?
The reason they rioted in the streets and the Philippine Senate became involved in this in order dismantlement of the bases is because of...
I know you're living in the past of your experience, but do you have anything else that you want to talk about, or are you just going to call on the same topic every time you call?
This behavior of United States troops worldwide, particularly sodomy, which is a U.S. government policy...
Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Tim. Hey, I don't support the troops being out in the world either, but I don't think they're all sodomizing people. Tim, you've got 10 seconds. Sorry for the short trip. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm all on the employment. You know, I'm glad people are taking jobs. You know, who knows their story, but, you know, I've turned down a lot of jobs.
I'd love to hear your story tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern time. You can call in right out the gate, and we'll get you on to start the show. Tim, thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.